Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho. And the Lord Jehovah showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the farthest Mediterranean Sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. And the Lord Jehovah said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your own eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord Jehovah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no man knows of his tomb to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, 2550, 2 AH 1490 BC. His eye was not dim, nor his natural strength abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel listened to him, and did as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord Jehovah knew face to face, in all the signs and the wonders which the Lord Jehovah sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel.